Welcome to Larry Reedy's America. This is another edition of the food segment. And on Thursday, March 21st, Nancy and I went to the Barleycorns restaurant in Cold Springs, Kentucky. Once a month, we meet with some of Nancy's cousins, and most of them are from Kentucky. So once in a while, they come into either the Cincinnati area or Batesville area. But they pick Barleycorns in Cold Springs, and I've eaten several times at the Barleycorns in Fort Mitchell, and it's a chain, same stuff. But I will never go back to Cold Springs again, because during this aging process that's going on with me, I hate driving in congested areas and parts of the Kentucky that I'm not familiar with. So I'm trying to be more selective. In fact, if it was up to me, we never leave the Batesville, Oldenburg area. There's plenty of food here. But because of the lunches, it's nice to get out. And we had, I think, eight or 10 of us yesterday. I can't remember, but it was either 8 or 10. But anyway, if you haven't been to Barleycorns, it's kind of the sports bar plus dining areas, private rooms and such. And always, a lot of parking spaces. Yesterday, because of the NCAA tournaments, place was pretty well packed. I would say it's kind of a grade over bar food. It's certainly not fine dining. I had grouper fingers, and it's some kind of a Southwest sauce. It's very, very good. It's an appetizer, but the amount of grouper that you get is phenomenal. It's good. And sweet potato fries, I'm pretty sure they were frozen, but very good. And we've had frozen sweet potato fries that are very good. Nancy had bacon chicken ranch wrap. She didn't care for it, and she admits her taste buds aren't what they used to be because of the chemo 6 years ago. But, they advertise it, bacon chicken ranch, and there's little tiny pieces of bacon, probably bacon bits. And she would never order it again. In fact, she brought some home, ate some through the rest of the way. She enjoyed their sweet potato fries. I think everybody else kind of enjoyed the food that they had, because some had grouper fingers, some had, they had a special on the menu that one of the ladies had, and it was a broiled grouper with mushrooms and veggies on it, along with broccoli. Very healthy looking. Not my bag, but very healthy. She enjoyed that. Someone ordered chicken fingers that they thought was excellent. Cheeseburger, good-sized cheeseburger. And, the party that had that was fine with that. I guess the service was excellent. I mean, I have to admit that. And the food, some of the restaurants, because of the lack of help, sometimes the food might sit on the counter for a little while because the waiters and waitresses, they need roller skates to get around. They're just running like crazy. But everyone's food came out nice and hot. they have a nice menu. They have either onion soup or I think, and they also have a nice chili. I've had their chili before, but you know, is it one of my favorites? Absolutely not, but it's decent chili. And I'm definitely not a food critic, as I said before, because I pretty much like everything that's not alive. But I will say that their soup of the day yesterday was potato soup, and I just didn't want to eat a lot. I've been trying to watch. In fact, I went cold turkey. I love candy. I always grab a handful of candy. Well, it's been about 7 days since I've had my anything with sugar in it, and I'm going to go till the end of April. Because the funny thing is, everybody says sugar's the worst thing in the world. Well, I've been eating candy and cake and donuts and for years, but since I've gone on the non-sugar kick, I'll tell you, I feel a lot better, and we'll see what happens there. But if you ever want, I don't believe there are any barley corns in Indiana or Cincinnati, but if you ever want to try barley corns, I would recommend that you go to the Fort Mitchell one, because it's about From our front door in Batesville, it's about an hour drive, but it's a really easy drive. 275, and you take the, I believe it's South Mitchell exit, and you turn left. It's like going to Greyhound Tavern, but it's right before that. And I think my favorite place is that when we go with Nancy's cousins, which is about a once-a-month deal, I think the best is Greyhound Tavern, and then the Oriental Walk, which they have one in Hyde Park in Cincinnati. It's family-operated Chinese restaurant, excellent food. And there's a few other ones, but fortunately on the next cousins, we're going to, I think it's called Vale's Escondido restaurant, Mexican restaurant, right off 74 in Harrison. And we've eaten there before, as well as El Mariachi in Harrison, at Toro's in Batesville. And I don't know if any Mexican restaurant has bad Mexican food, because I love it. So we're looking forward to that, because it's only about a 25-minute drive for us. And again, as I get into this wonderful aging process, you feel your body deteriorating over the years. And also my mindset, I'm not as comfortable driving in traffic as I was 3 or 4 years ago. I can do it. I don't have problems with it. But, you know, it's not a relaxing thing for me. Now, jumping in a car, going to Greensburg, going to Harrison, or, you know, places like that. So everything in Kentucky that you just go 74 to 275 and don't go too far. This Cold Springs, instead of my normal 2-hour round trip, it was, you know, like a 3-hour, and it's just not worth it. You know, go there, spend an hour and a half or 2 hours, lunch with Nancy's cousins and my friends, really, but it's just not worth it. I'm going to be more and more selective. And even with Nancy's nurses group, because they go to different places. And but we also have podcasts that will be coming up before this. I think this will be around the 17th of April. But so far, I'm happy with the early results as far as the listeners go. And I will continue the short podcasts as long as everybody enjoys them. And we have listeners. And again, I'm not a food critic. But if you haven't been to a restaurant, you were thinking about going to one, it's something that I would like somebody to tell me what my experience was. I can't wait till shifts open at the Hillcrest Country Club, and I've got to call one of my friends. So we've got to hit, the Brawl House for either their chicken or their fantastic breaded tenderloin sandwich. And so, I think I got one of my friends to do that. And we'll, just do the recording right there. And we got several other restaurants to review around the Batesville area. And Batesville, Oldenburg, it's great. So anyway, again, this is a short one. And I want to go out with the national anthem here. I want to thank everybody for listening. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And I will talk to you on my next podcast.